Chapter 12. The men of Ephraim were gathered together, and passed northward. And they said to Jephthah, "Why did you pass over to fight against the children of Ammon, and didn't call us to go with you? We will burn your house on you with fire." Jephthah said to them, "I and my people were at great strife with the children of Ammon, and when I called you, you didn't save me out of their hand. When I saw that you didn't save me, I put my life in my hand and passed over against the children of Ammon, and the Lord delivered them into my hand. Why then are you come up to me this day to fight against me?" Then Jephthah gathered together all the men of Gilead and fought with Ephraim. And the men of Gilead struck Ephraim because they said, "You are fugitives of Ephraim, you Gileadites, in the midst of Ephraim and in the midst of Manasseh." The Gileadites took the fords of the Jordan against the Ephraimites. It was so that when any of the fugitives of Ephraim said, "Let me go over," the men of Gilead said to him, "Are you an Ephraimite?" If he said no, then they said to him, "Say now Shibboleth." And he said Sibboleth, for he couldn't manage to pronounce it right. Then they laid hold on him and killed him at the fords of the Jordan. There fell at that time of Ephraim 42,000. Jephthah judged Israel 6 years. Then Jephthah the Gileadite died, and was buried in one of the cities of Gilead. After him, Ibzan of Bethlehem judged Israel. He had 30 sons, and 30 daughters he sent abroad, and 30 daughters he brought in from abroad for his sons. He judged Israel 7 years. Ibzan died and was buried at Bethlehem. After him, Elon the Zebulunite judged Israel, and he judged Israel 10 years. Elon the Zebulunite died and was buried in Ajalon in the land of Zebulun. After him, Abdon the son of Hillel the Pirathonite judged Israel. He had 40 sons and 30 sons' sons who rode on 70 donkey colts, and he judged Israel 8 years. Abdon the son of Hillel the Pirathonite died, and he was buried in Pirathon in the land of Ephraim in the hill country of the Amalekites.